Welcome to another edition of Politics and Right. My name is Egberto Willis, your host. Today, we are honored to have Melissa Noriega. Who's Melissa Noriega? Melissa Noriega is a former Houston City Council person and a former Texas State Representative. She is a graduate of the University of Houston. She is a Cougar. She is running for Harris County Appraisal District 2, an election that has consequences that few people know about that by Saturday, they better know about. Melissa, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Getting ready for Saturday. It's election Great. Day, days from now.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, what exactly is this position that you're running for?
Last summer, there was a tax bill passed, Senate Bill 2, and we voted on it across the state in the fall. As part of that bill, there were three positions created in all counties over 75,000. There are about 50 counties that qualify, and each of those counties has to elect three appraisal district board of governors, directorship kind of things in each appraisal district as a representative of the regular folks out in the voting world.
Now, what is going to be the job of these three new additions to the Houston Appraisal District, the Harris County Appraisal District?
It's the Harris Central Appraisal District. They changed it last year, and everybody says Harris County, but even sometimes we do. But it's Harris Central Appraisal District, and they have a pretty much a monthly meeting. They handle all the personnel and HR activities. They approve the membership of the Appraisal Review Board. If you've ever protested your taxes, that's who you appear before to negotiate what you're going to pay in your tax appraisal. And they do, you know, the sort of administrative things that a board of directors would do. They don't directly affect your taxes in the sense that they don't set the tax rate. That's done by the legislature or by the various entities that collect taxes. In this particular group, it would be Harris County, HISD, the smaller school districts in the city of Houston.
So let me see if I get this right, though. You said that you all pretty much are going to vote for those people who are going to interpret, let's say, your appraisal, et cetera, which means they can raise or lower your appraisal, that sort of stuff. While you will not be doing that, the people that will be doing that, you are in charge of getting together. Is that correct?
We approve the folks. They're typically like a small committee, and there are citizen volunteers that do it. And they're chosen by the staff of the appraisal district, but they are approved by this board.
So therefore, you have a lot of influence in the kind of folks that you get there, since you have the ultimate goal of saying yay or nay.
It's interesting. These positions have been there in the past, but they were appointed. Now there are three elected positions, and two of them have to agree on every appraisal review board member. Right, so not only are you deciding that, you have to agree and have some veto power over it.
Okay, so as I see it, then you will have, and even though you don't have direct influence in the appraisal of property, you do have indirect influence on the appraisal of property, and that can actually have a material effect on how much money is collected for the county, and also and that being said, how much services or lack thereof a county is able to provide, right?
Right, and they are also responsible for the website. If you've ever looked up property values on HCAD, that whole process is supervised by this organization and then the board of directors.
So I mean, as I see it, it's a very important position now. You've been a state rep, you've been a city council person. It seems to me like you know the ins and outs of the way things should work. To give us a reason as to why people should vote for Melissa Noriega for this particular position. I think you have two other candidates that are running.
There are actually several folks running in place too. I would tell you that they created these positions last summer. They wrote it into the bill and they made them happen. I think it's possible that there are a lot of things they could make happen with these positions. They don't have to do it today. They could do it next session or the session after that. They could change how we collect taxes or how transparent or not transparent it is. There are a lot of things about different communities and how their appraisals are handled. For example, there's a Brookings Institute article that came out that talked about Black families and how they're paying 13% more than their fair share of appraisal taxes, and their properties are undervalued 25%. That kind of thing you can look at. You can do studies. You can see if everybody is being handled the same way. Is it fair? Is it transparent? Is it appropriate? Are we giving everybody a fair shake? And I think some of that is handled in Austin. And I think there's going to be a lot of interaction between all of the entities that collect taxes, particularly the schools and the legislature, over the next few years. And I think having somebody that understands that is an important thing. I want to point out that I have been in elected office. Before that, I worked for the school district. I was an educator at HISD for a long time. And so I've actually worked in the school district, in the city, in the state, and then this would be at the county level. And all of those things have to work together to make sure we have the resources for our kids, for ambulances, for roads, all of those things. There's been discussion at the state level about eliminating property taxes. And your first reaction might be, oh, yes. And no one really likes paying taxes. But I'm going to tell you that would drive sales taxes up 25% to 25%, maybe even 40%. And it would affect folks that have less resources the most. So I think there is opportunity here for both good and bad, and having somebody that can pay attention at all those levels and understands how it works is important.
I think you just pointed out a very important thing, that if we get people up in this position that are playing shenanigans with our appraisals and property tax rates, etc., we're going to have to mitigate it with sales taxes. And sales taxes is what's known as a regressive tax. What that means is that poorer people pay more as a percentage of their income and wealth than a wealthy person. And it's something that's been happening throughout the country for a long time. So I think it is important that the mere fact that you brought that up tells me that you understand the job. So in closing, why don't you tell us, first of all, how can people vote, why they need to vote, and why they should vote for Melissa Noriega?
The first thing, Saturday is it. That's it. Early vote is over. You need to go to harrisvotes.com, look up your address, and find out where you can vote that's closest to you. A lot of the voting locations you're used to have been consolidated, and it may not be your usual voting place that is the one that's open closest to you. In addition to that, some of the outlying areas have multiple elections. This is all of Harris County. This isn't just the city of Houston, and it isn't just one entity or another. It's the whole of the county, some of which have MUD district elections, some of which have school district elections, and then there's this election. And in the city of Houston, unless you're in Senate District 15, which is the race for the unexpired term for the mayor that we have now, you don't have anything else on the ballot. So you may really not realize there's an election. We don't normally vote in the city of Houston in May. So there's a runoff election in Senate District 15. And then the rest of the city has three little places all by them lonesome that need to be voted on. But if you go out to the suburbs outside the city limits, you could end up actually going three different places. You could have to vote for your MUD district leadership at one place, your school district school board members at another place, and this at a third place. That is not unique to this election, but it is confusing, and it's particularly confusing if you're not used to voting at all in May. So that's the first thing. harrisvotes.com, figure out where to go, and then go on over there with your driver's license and vote.
That is a sad case. So again, harrisvotes.com.
harrisvotes.com
to find out where
and
you need to.
It's a great resource. It's a great resource. It'll tell you just where you can go, and you can search it and find where you need to be. I would tell you, I have a record. You know, I have experience at multiple levels of government. I have spent my adult life trying to really be a public servant. I've served on my civic association board. I'm currently on the board for New Hope Housing. I've worked in the arts district over here in the East End. That's really, you know, been a real influence on what's going on in this part of town. I will tell you, one of the things that I've observed over time, as I worked in the neighborhood, both as a city council person, state rep, whatever, people would talk about gentrifying and they were uncomfortable about it and they were worried their taxes were going to go up, particularly seniors. And I realized at some point that a lot of folks don't realize that there are exemptions. There are exemptions for over 65, for disability. You know, there are things you can do to make sure your taxes are appropriate for you. And some people don't know to take advantage of that. That's another thing that I would like to see. I would like to see more information out into the community, more support for people. Just the form itself is so confusing. When I, you know, I looked at it and I had to set it down and think about it and go back and look at it, because it's a lot. Some, if you are one category, you have to have it notarized, but not the other. I mean, really. So I think there are a lot of things that can be simplified, can be encouraged, can be, folks can be educated. We can make sure the process is fair, transparent, accurate, appropriate. And trying to get things done in government, whatever level, whichever entity you are, is always a challenge. You can find it tough going if you haven't had experience in working your way through how bureaucracies work and how this stuff gets done. And I feel like I did a pretty good job at the city level getting things done. I was the chair of public safety. I was the chair of transportation, infrastructure, and technology. And I got things done. And I'm not a drama queen. You know, I'm not going to be making a lot of speeches and being on TV or doing that. I'm just going to put my head down and go to work and try to make sure that everybody gets a fair shake. And if there are things that need work, I'll do my very best to fix them. We need the resources that taxes supply. We don't need to put every single burden that we have on middle and lower income homeowners. And I think there are things we can do to make all of that much better.
Melissa Noriega, folks, place number two. Go to vote. Go to harrisvotes.com. Go vote tomorrow, folks. This will have or could have a material effect on your taxes. And you want somebody who is looking out for the middle class. You want somebody who's looking out for those with limited resources. Melissa Noriega, former city council person, former Texas state representative, and a graduate of the University of Texas, a Cougar, thank you so kindly for having been on Politics and Right.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.